USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has raised a record $50 million from January through June. Fox News reported this brings total 2022 midterm contributions to him and others in his circle to a record $124 million. According to 538, Republicans currently have an 88% probability of winning the House in November compared to the Democrats' 12% chance. Twitter sued Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Tuesday to force him to complete the $44 billion acquisition of the social media company. Musk and Twitter have been bracing for a legal fight since the billionaire backed off of his April agreement to buy the company. And the White House, along with the FDA, are working to make second COVID boosters available to all adults. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Twitter roasted First Lady Jill Biden for her appearance at a Latinx inclusion luncheon in San Antonio on Monday.
With the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Others criticize the event's usage of the term Latinx, a gender-neutral version of the term Latino that's often used despite being disfavored among many Latino voters. The free fall for gas prices is continuing. The national average price for regular is down to $4.65 a gallon, according to AAA. That's 36 cents lower than 1 month ago when the national average hit an all-time high of $5.01 per gallon. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A recession isn't on the horizon. It's already here, according to some. Lance Pry reports.
House Financial Services Chairman Democrat Maxine Waters telling Americans not to pay attention to the recession behind the curtain.
An effort by the opposite side of the aisle to basically overtake the discussion by talking about inflation and accusing this administration and Biden.
Representative Brian Stile, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax, most Americans today are past inflation and are now feeling recession.
Now, Americans are getting clobbered in the pocketbook every day. They're getting clobbered at the pump. They're getting clobbered at the grocery store. And the Democrats don't want to talk about it. And in fact, the Democrats are putting forward policies that are going to make it worse. At that Financial Services Committee hearing, the Democrats are putting forward plans to spend more money recklessly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, Amazon Prime members can start their bargain hunting today. The online retailer's Amazon Prime Day kicked off Tuesday with a host of deals on everything from fashion to electronics, hoping to woo customers. Walmart has a similar event going on this week with deals that run through Thursday. On Tuesday, the Library of Congress in Washington announced that Ada Limon of Lexington, Kentucky, will be the next U.S. Poet Laureate. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.